we've all heard that probiotics, good live bacteria, are good for you. Consuming them balance the good bacteria in your body with the bad, replenish good bacteria that might have been killed off by antibiotics. So people eat yogurt or take a supplement to get probiotics for stomach, skin, allergy care. But according to a new analysis in the Annals of Internal Medicine, we don't really know how safe probiotics are. Megan Thielking, a reporter with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication, is here. And Megan, this question about safety seems counterintuitive. So what did this study find?
Right. So this new study actually raises concerns about the studies themselves on probiotics and whether they really capture whether these products are safe. So the researchers looked through hundreds of studies and found that about a third of them don't report safety results, and about a third of them don't report data on adverse events, like problems that happen while patients are taking the product. And even among the studies that did collect that data, there weren't standard definitions of what constitutes a problem. So the concern is that we can't really broadly conclude that these products are safe just because researchers haven't been routinely gathering that kind of information.
Well, the study doesn't indicate whether or not some of these researchers even looked for adverse effects. That isn't reported, so we don't even know if some are getting signs of adverse effects and not releasing that information. What might adverse effects be?
So some of the ones that have been more routinely reported are things like gastrointestinal problems, but because it's not studied in any sort of standard way, there's a chance that there might be more serious side effects that are being missed. One concern that experts raised to me that I thought was particularly interesting is that these studies might be excluding people with certain medical conditions, just the way any other clinical trial might. But that can, if you know, a certain condition puts a patient at risk, a higher risk of experiencing a side effect with a probiotic, that data isn't going to be captured in those studies.
Well, I've always wondered, too, I mean, can't you take too much probiotic? Can't you offset the bad bacteria too much?
It's an interesting question. It's a good question. And we just don't know because the evidence really, it really isn't there on the safety, but it's also not necessarily a ton of evidence on the benefits of probiotics and what they actually help with.
Yeah.
The jury's still out on that, too.
Well, now we run into the whole field of criticism of unregulated supplements, and some people balk at that because they're worried that, you know, Big Pharma, for instance, might put its hand on the till and these supplements might become overregulated by, you know, drug companies who don't want people using supplements as opposed to taking drugs. Where does this information take us?
I think it adds to sort of a growing stack of evidence that there isn't enough evidence on probiotics and on other supplements as well. I mean, all of the concerns that are raised in the study are kind of echo concerns that have been raised about other kinds of dietary supplements. Experts certainly have made the argument that they should be regulated. The kinds of products that are on store shelves should be more regulated than they currently are. There's a lot of concerns still about the quality of these products. Past studies have found that some probiotics don't actually contain what's on the label. They might have more of the bacteria or less, the totally different bacteria. So there's still a lot of concern that consumers don't really know what they're taking, and there's not a lot of oversight of what's on store shelves.
And by the way, you remind us that there are probiotics that have these live microorganisms that are supposed to give a health balance to the body, prebiotics that nourish the growth of healthy bacteria in the gut, and then synbiotics, which put the two together. So there's all of this. And remind us again, why is it that probiotics are not regulated by the Food and Drug Administration?
So the FDA actually classifies probiotics as a type of drug. So if a manufacturer wants to use them to treat or prevent a disease, they have to meet very specific requirements. They have to go through an approval process, just the way a drug might. But most commercial products aren't marketed or sold in that way. So you're not going to pick up probiotics at the store and necessarily see, like, this will treat your
urinary tract
bowel
infection. Yes, right.
Right, exactly. So they're not marketed in that way. So they're pretty widely unregulated in the U.S.
Yeah, because they don't make that claim.
Right, exactly.
So what should people do?
What experts have told me is that if you do really want to take a probiotic, it's critical to really look at the label and to look at who manufactured it and make sure that those companies are evaluating the safety and the quality and the efficacy of a product and make sure that the label says this is exactly what bacteria is in here and this is exactly how much it is. And they also say with everything, it's really, you know, as with everything else, it's really important to talk to your doctor about whether taking a certain probiotic will actually be helpful for a particular problem that you might have before you start taking it.
That's Megan Thiel King, reporter with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. We'll link you to her writing at hereandnow.org. Megan, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.